Hello, I'm Dianne Furstenberg. I am a woman, a designer, a philanthropist, and a lover of life.
You're here in Brussels for the exhibition at the Fashion and Lace Museum entitled Dianne van Furstenberg, Woman Before Fashion, which is an exploration of your work. How did you feel about your hometown growing up?
So I grew up here. The first thing I can remember about Brussels is the rain. Because the rain would keep my hair always very curly. And in Brussels, all my friends had straight blonde hair. So that's the first souvenir. But my second and more important souvenir was my school. I went to public school, au Sablon, but it was a beautiful school. It was a very important school with big, thick walls. And therefore, I really associated books and studying to solidity and strength. And then, of course, Tintin and chocolate.
It seems to me that the success of the wrap dress is not just the way the dress was wrapped and fastened, but also owed its success to the colors and prints you used. How did you come up with a bright palette and those bold, striking patterns?
When I started my first serious job was in a printing factory in the outside Como. So I learned everything about printing, how you take an illustration, how you put it in repeat, how you work on the color combination, and all of that. So that was the first thing. And then, of course, the man that I worked for discovered jersey. So it was first the fabric, this jersey, that if you look at it as a man, what's so special? But as a woman, what is wonderful about jersey is that it molds your body. So you take the jersey, we print it on it, and then there was the shape. So all of it created something that was like a second skin. And therefore, it made a woman confident, and it made men like the dress.
I want to ask you about your philanthropic endeavors. What are the aims first of the DVF Foundation and then of the DVF Awards?
Well, the foundation is our family foundation. It's called Dianne van Furstenberg Foundation. And the DVF Award is an award that I give every year. Now it's been 14 years already, that we give to extraordinary women who, like my mother, had the strength, the courage to fight, the strength to survive, and the leadership to inspire.
Speaking of that, your mother, Greek and Jewish, was part of the Greek resistance during World War II until she was captured by the Nazis and sent to Auschwitz. Did she share those experiences with you when you were growing up? And if so, how did they affect you?
Well, my mother was born in Greece, but she was living and studied in the same school as I did in Belgium. So she was born in Greece, but she came as a little girl to Belgium, so she grew up in Belgium. During the war, she was part of the resistance. She did resistance. She was going around with her bicycle, you know, giving papers, so on. She got caught in the house of the resistance, but she was so terrified to be tortured, to give the secrets of the people above her, that she said, I'm Jewish, which she was, by the way. And the woman, they arrested her, don't say that, they're going to ship you away. And they did ship her away. She went to Auschwitz and then the Death March and Ravensbrück. She went 13 months, she was in the concentration camp. But she didn't die. She survived, but when she survived, she was 29 kilos. I mean, you know, it's like... But she did survive. Her parents couldn't believe when she came back. And her mother fed her like a little bird. And 6 months later, her fiancé came back from Switzerland. They got married. And the doctor said to them, you have to wait at least 3 years to have a child because you won't make it and your child will not be normal. And sure enough, I was born 9 months later. So I think that defines very much the person that I am, that my birth was my triumph. Had I done nothing after that, I had already won just by being born.
What do you mean by own it, the secret to life?
Okay, so when people ask me, what did you want when you were little? And all I knew is I wanted to become a woman in charge. It means that I could be independent, I could pay my bills and everything. I became a woman in charge because of a little dress and so on. And then they wanted me to, because I speak so much and I give advice, the publisher wanted to do a little book, In Charge. But I thought, In Charge may sound aggressive, but it's not aggressive. It's a commitment to ourselves. It's owning who we are. That's why I called it Own It. You own your imperfection, they become your assets. You own your vulnerability, you turn it into strength. So this little book is like a dictionary. Every word, every anecdote bring you back to owning.